USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the self-inflicted crisis at the Mexico-U.S. border remains unresolved, the person in charge of the border crisis, Vice President Kamala Harris, is out campaigning for fellow Democrat Gavin Newsom, because this is what's important to the nation.
This recall campaign is about California, and it's about a whole lot more. They're thinking that if they can get this done in California, they can go around the country and do this. You got to understand what's happening right now. What's happening in Texas? What's happening in Georgia? What's happening around our country with these policies that are about attacking women's rights, reproductive rights, voting rights, workers' rights? They think if they can win in California, they can do this anywhere. Well, we will show them you're not going to get this done, not here, never.
Recall voting continues. USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
Folks impacted by Hurricane Ida in the southeast United States continue to need help. Tim Berg reports on the suspected costs of Hurricane Ida.
Hurricane Ida may cost upwards of $95 billion in damages across the United States. AccuWeather initially saying the cost of repairs could be as much as $80 billion. The agency saying the U.S. economy could feel the impacts of the storm for the rest of the year. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Roughly a quarter million people in Louisiana are still without power. As celebrities and leading Democrats are campaigning for recalled Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom in California, front-running Republican candidate Larry Elder was the victim of a racist attack in Los Angeles, California, Wednesday. A white woman in a gorilla mask threw an egg at Mr. Elder, a black American. Gavin Newsom has offered no comment on the attack. Mr. Elder said after the attack, he would not let these people deter his bid to save California. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As the Defund the Police movement is being pushed by lawmakers in Washington, D.C., we are seeing the repercussions and lawlessness throughout the United States. Former Acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf told Newsmax Tuesday criminals must be held accountable.
This is about the rule of law, making sure that individuals that decide to break the law, that there are consequences for that. And so if you see individuals that are shoplifting or breaking the law and you're allowing them to walk away with no consequence, obviously that just incentivizes that type of behavior. And you're going to continue to see this in communities across the country. So absolutely, they need to be held accountable. I understand the issue of not being able to prosecute everyone that breaks every crime, but you need to hold a couple of these people and make a target out of them and to demonstrate to others that are going to do this that you have the chance of being caught, and if you're going to be caught, you're going to be prosecuted on crimes that are low dollar figures or don't have any bodily harm to them. So that's why you see a lot of this going unprosecuted. I think for the stores and for others, they're encouraging their employees not to engage because of the ability or the potential to be hurt and the liability there. So I think there's a multitude of different reasons, but at the end of the day, the police, the law enforcement of these different communities need to pick certain cases to go after and to prosecute. If you give a blank check to anyone committing a crime under a certain dollar figure, well, guess what? You're going to see those crimes increase.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.